I want you to meet a gentleman who certainly knows more about this than anyone I know, and that's why we have invited him to be with us. He is formerly of the United States Air Force. He's now retired. He's the leading authority on unidentified flying objects. He's Major Donald Kehoe. Welcome to the... You know, sometimes when the guest walks in and her back is turned, they're saying wild things to me. Major Kehoe said, you better correct that. I'm Marine Corps, not Air Force. And boy, that needs correcting, doesn't it?
Well, I do have some friends in the Air Force.
It's good to have you. Will you explain these recent sightings that were reported in the issue of Look Magazine?
Yes. That is mainly about the Exeter, New Hampshire sighting on September 3rd.
I can find it. I'll show it.
And it covers the interviews with 60 witnesses up there who saw one or more of these very strange objects coming down in the area of Exeter.
If I may, I want to show this one photograph, which is just incredible. This is Marty Allen. May
Hello,
I see you?
How are you, Major? How do you like our flying objects?
That was good. I'm glad I wasn't here.
Ernie, can you get a close shot of this photograph right here, and then we'll have the Major explain it? There's no question that that is a actual photograph.
And we had an analyze
of a UFO right there. What about these recent sightings? Just go ahead, Major, and let us...
Well, in this case that is outlined in there, an object was seen by a teenager who was hitchhiking toward Exeter, and this thing came down toward him, and it was enormous, round shape, and a brilliant red glow, and he thought it was going to come down so close it might hit him, and he dived into a ditch. Well, that doesn't sound very impressive at first glance, but he went into the police station at Exeter. They drove back out with him, more or less to reassure him, and one police officer got out, Eugene Burton, an Air Force veteran, and they saw this object rise up behind some trees and come toward them. And it had a brilliant red glow that lit up the side of a house nearby. And animals inside the stable and the dogs in nearby houses started making a terrific racket, apparently from radiation or EM effect.
And actually, there's a quote here by the policeman. He shouted, I see the thing myself.
Yeah. And he was scared. As a matter of fact, he started to draw his .38, and he thought better of it, and he grabbed this young boy, and they dived back into the police cruiser. Another policeman came up in a separate cruiser. He saw this thing. It was down at one time within about 40 or 50 feet of the ground. And while they couldn't estimate the size, they could tell it was enormous. It was round, and there was a series of pulsating lights that were going in sequence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. In regular order, so it wasn't any hallucination.
A major almost always.
Where is that accident?
This was up at Exeter, New Hampshire.
Oh.
By coincidence, the very same night, two Texas deputy sheriffs fled from the scene of an encounter with one of these things at 110 miles an hour. The officer came down toward them, and they were absolutely petrified. In fact, they signed a report that we had to that effect, and they raced out of there, and then they thought, well, we'd better go back and take a look. They went back to the scene, and the officer came down toward them again, and they took off the second time.
Now, almost always when people sight these objects, these flying saucers, if you want to call them that, when they disappear, what they say is almost standard, you know, that they disappear at such a tremendous rate of speed. In fact, our fastest jets, none of them have been able to maneuver fast enough or keep
No, that's right. There's one speed, one UFO sighting on record where the object was tracked at 18,000 miles an hour in our atmosphere.
In our atmosphere, 18,000 miles an hour.
And, of course, any normal machine operating in our atmosphere at that speed would burn up. It couldn't maneuver that fast. So this is something revolutionary.
What, in your opinion, are these things that are being seen?
Well, I agree with the Air Force top secret conclusion that they're extraterrestrial machines.
Some other
civilization.
Somebody
a little bit farther ahead in space operations than we are.
Someone lives in it?
Well, they must be, because some of these objects have been described and tracked on radar as very huge machines. One of them, over the Gulf of Mexico, at least 1,200 feet long.
How can you be sure, or are you sure, that there are people in them? How can you be sure that they're not being...
They wave out of the window.
Well, you can't be absolutely sure. It's merely by the law of averages. If we have small devices with remote control, more advanced civilization undoubtedly would too. But when you get something, a disc, for instance, 350 feet in diameter, such as was seen over the Atlantic, by Navy pilots and in the Far East by Air Force pilots. They must be, unless they be enormous remote control devices, laboratories, right? There probably is some kind of beams in them.
How do you account for the fact that there has been a greater number of sightings recently than ever?
Well, it seems to be a new phase. Within the last 8 or 9 months, there's been a triple increase of very close approaches and touch landings. One landing, for instance, in near Pretoria, South Africa. Two police officers were patrolling a few miles from the city, and they saw this disc, which had descended on right in the middle of the highway about 20 o'clock in the morning. As they came near it, it took off, and there was a blast of flame from underneath, which scorched the pavement and tore a good-sized piece out of it. Now, this is confirmed by an official report from Africa. We have it.
If these are real, Major, why do you suppose that they don't communicate with us?
Well,
do they feel that we're so far behind them that they would have enough?
Stop shooting at them, maybe that would help.
Are we shooting at
them? We have shot. The Air Force at one time had an order to shoot, and they still have an order to intercept and identify, which means try to force one down if possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we have hundreds of reports from Air Force, Navy, Marine Corps pilots, airline pilots, every major airline in this country, and the same abroad, describing these objects. So there's no doubt about their being real. They're just something way ahead of it.
Well, hasn't the government suppressed information on UFOs up to now?
Yes, there is an order.
Why?
Well, the first officers on the project years ago told me that they were afraid of scaring the public, and some of them in the Air Force still think that they would frighten the public. I think that actually the public has been so conditioned by now that they'd be ready for almost anything.
Yeah, they'll let them move in the neighborhood.
Although some people have been frightened by these. There was a case in Virginia, West Virginia, some months ago, where a man fired, he took out his gun, a rifle.
Shot
him? He fired one of these things.
Really?
Well, you tend to.
Do they look like saucers?
They look like big discs or saucers.
Well,
do they really look like saucers?
Here, we'll show you what they look like.
There is the official Air Force intelligence sketch, which they were.
That's the way we're asking over.
This is, well, yeah, this is the disc which is approaching.
This is a sketch based on what they saw.
It's an Air Force intelligence sketch and was never supposed to be made public. We were given that sketch by an Air Force colonel who doesn't believe in the secrecy.
We have with us today, Major,
it's really
an unidentified flying object. Would you welcome the unidentified flying object, please?